This is Putting Numbers to Work from MetLife, where complex data from the benefits landscape is distilled into lessons employers can immediately put into action. Now here's your host, Marcus Smallwood.
Welcome to Putting Numbers to Work, a podcast from MetLife, where we sit down with workplace experts to delve into the challenges facing the workforce today and distill them into lessons employers can put into action. Hi, I'm Marcus Smallwood, your host. And on the show today, I'll be sitting down with Kate Duncan, Chief Experience Officer at Naya, a company on a mission to rapidly build the benefit experience that modern consumers expect, centered all around three core pillars: centralized benefits data, always on value engineering, and automated utilization. Now, Kate and I will dive into insights from MetLife's 2024 Employee Benefit Trend Study to understand how employees can understand, enroll, use their benefits package, and how employers can best educate and communicate with employees to achieve this. So please join me now in welcoming Kate Duncan to the show. Welcome, Kate.
Thank you, Marcus. Happy to be here.
Yeah, thank you so much for being here. I'm really looking forward to our conversation today, but I thought we would start out by hearing a little bit more about you and your background and how you ended up as the Chief Experience Officer at Naya. And maybe it's describe what that means for your role as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So my path to becoming Chief Experience Officer at Naya actually begins in human resources. So the early part of my career has all been within the HR space, both within financial services and insurtech. And I've pretty much done every kind of role within HR that you can possibly imagine, from recruiting to business partnership, and very importantly, benefits. So leading benefits teams was an important part of my early career and is actually an important part of the journey of what led me to Naya about 3.5 years ago. I was really passionate about our mission to deliver better benefits experiences through data and personalization based on what I had seen in my prior roles. And so I actually joined in a people capacity, have served in a number of different roles, and recently moved into this new position that we've created of Chief Experience Officer. And in this role, I have the great honor of leading the teams that are responsible for delivering great value to our customers through our products and services. So it's a great way for me to leverage my people experience that I've gained throughout time and really be able to support our teams as they are understanding the challenges that employers and employees alike face when using their benefits.
That's awesome. I tell you what, we came to the right place. You definitely have the experience, and we're going to tap into that for our conversation today. And it sounds like that we both have a passion in helping people get the most out of their benefits, right? But before we dive into all that good stuff around the value of benefits, which there are many, I think it would be great for our listeners to understand the why behind this passion for you. So of all the things you could be spending your time doing, which I'm sure there's many, you know, why employee benefits?
Yeah, absolutely. As I said, you know, my experience in HR and in leading benefits teams really helped me understand the challenges that employees and employers face using benefits firsthand. I transitioned into a benefits role after serving in a few different capacities, and I don't think I appreciated at that time really how complex and how stressful some of the decisions that employees could have to make around benefits were until I was facing it, you know, employee to benefits manager at that point in time. And I always think back to an employee that was in my office, and she was almost in tears making a benefits decision for the very first time in one of her very first jobs. And she came in with all of the plan documents and reflecting on just how important this decision was. She really recognized the weight of that decision and was so stressed about it. And that's not the experience that we want for employees, right? That's not what we want employees to have to be thinking about as they're trying to take advantage of this really important offering that we make for employees. So I've always carried that with me as I've thought about benefit strategies and the importance of understanding the value of a great benefits package. And above and beyond that, benefits are a huge investment from companies, and it makes up a really important and meaningful component of total compensation as well. About 30% of employee total compensation is comprised of benefits, and it's often one of the top operating costs for companies as well. So if we think about those things combined, we all have a vested interest in ensuring that those really meaningful dollars are spent in the best way to help our employees live happier and healthier lives.
Wow. I love your story about that employee. And it's hard to see someone, you know, come in, you know, stressed and not sure about the decisions that they need to make. And these are important decisions as well. And it is about the one, right? How do you deliver a really good benefits package, this investment that employers are making to help that one employee? And when we get it right, and when employers, you know, do that, they can have happy and healthy and loyal employees. And that loyalty is a benefit back to the association and to the company, because, you know, that loyalty turns into greater productivity as well. So I appreciate, you know, that backdrop there. But let's jump to the latest employee benefit trend study, right? Shall we?
Absolutely.
And again, just for our listeners, to remind you, our employee benefit trend study at MetLife, it explores the current trends in the workforce dynamics and employer-employee relationships. And this year's study showed that employees who enrolled in more benefits were more holistically healthy. So in other words, they were more healthy physically, financially, mentally, and socially. So Kate, in your experience, how do benefits help employees be more holistically healthy?
Yeah, I think one of the most interesting trends that we've seen in benefits in recent years has really been the expansion of the benefit offering to incorporate benefits that are tailored to many different life stages, to different generations in the workforce, to different employee needs, which is really something to celebrate. And I think what's great is that these benefits cover all aspects of holistic health that you were just describing, everything from physical to mental to social to financial. And it's really commendable that employers have been doing so much to invest in these benefits packages in order to ensure that employees can get great value from it. At the same time, this has meant that the number of benefits available and the types of benefits available have grown dramatically for employees over the past, you know, several years. When we think about 20 years ago, employees during their time of enrollment and throughout the year were maybe making choices between two or three benefit options. And now that can be upwards of 10 or 15, which is fantastic, again, because it means that we've customized benefit offerings to make so much more available to employees, whether that's medical, dental, vision, supplemental health, mental health offerings, family care, legal services, voluntary benefits, the list goes on, and it's really exciting to see. It's a huge opportunity for employers to really drive into that personalized opportunity, that personalization of benefits that's available. And we've seen a little bit of that communication lag, which is something we're really passionate about at NIA, is bringing great benefits experiences to our employees. As it relates to your question on holistic health, the expanded programs really do cover all of those key areas. And seeing that evolution is really valuable. We've gone from medical, dental, vision being kind of the core components of physical, and now expanding to see things like musculoskeletal coverage, pain management, chronic care management included in those offerings. From financial, going from core retirement to expanding things like HSA and FSA, and including supplemental health programs as well, like a hospital indemnity or additional services like legal services that help employees take advantage of moments where they may need legal assistance or the help of an attorney. And then when we think about mental and social, the expansion of point solutions, well-being offerings, fitness programs, EAPs and the like, or even pet insurance, you know, as many of us have taken on pets or, you know, have our pets as our friends as part of our social well-being as well. It's all part of a really robust offering that contributes to holistic health. And what's even more important to note is that all of these benefits work together to contribute to holistic health. So someone who is less financially stressed than they once were because they've taken advantage of some of these opportunities may now have an opportunity to focus on their physical health in a different way than they previously had. And so thinking about how all of the benefits can operate as a system and really getting to that perfect combination for each employee is a huge opportunity that we see as it relates to supporting holistic health.
I love that. Yeah, I love that, you know, the personalization of benefits, right? And can go a long way for a culture of a company, you know, when they get that right. And you know, you hit on a lot of things. You're right. I mean, there is a large menu of benefits and, you know, out there for employees to choose from. And How do you stack those in the right way to make sure that the employee sees the value that brings to their personal lives and to their families, and making sure that they understand those benefits, right? And those connection points for them as well. So going a step beyond enrolling in benefits, our employee benefits trend study also found a strong correlation between those actually utilizing their benefits and improved holistic health. So in fact, those who utilized their benefits had a 10% increase in holistic health compared to all other employees. So 54% versus 44% respectively. If benefits are such a clear path to increasing holistic health, why aren't more employees feeling the impact?
It's a great question. And again, something we spend a lot of time thinking about. If helping employees use benefits was extremely easy, we probably wouldn't be having this conversation right now.
Right.
And we know the reality of today is that we're a very far distance away from benefits being very easy for employees to use and in some ways for employers to communicate those values to employees as well. While we have more benefits available than ever before, it can really be overwhelming for employees to take advantage of them and for employers to think about strategies to communicate around those benefits. So we think about this a lot in the sense that we can't expect employees are going to be able to memorize every benefit that's available to them throughout the year, especially when we're still thinking with many employees around the concepts of, is a PPO or a high deductible health plan right for me? What is an HSA? How does a critical illness program or a hospital indemnity program complement the offering that I am considering? So while we're still focusing on the fundamentals on some of those key areas, we also don't want employees to be spending their nights and weekends reading plan documents to make sure they understand their benefits. So complexity makes it challenging for employees to remember everything, in particular at the point of need. So a great experience for employees is personalized. And we think a lot about that. Personalization, data-driven, and easy to use. So it's not just about getting employees exposure to and access to the personalization that helps get them into the right benefit programs through the year, but really about that proactive guidance throughout the year to ensure that employees know the programs that are available to them when they need them most.
That's great, Kate. I have to tell you, we've been sitting here talking for a few minutes, and I would just be remiss not to mention MetLife's own benefit engagement platform because it ties in just so well with our conversation, and that's Upwise, which was created in collaboration with NIA to not only provide an enhanced digital experience for our customers, but really prioritize education and utilization of benefits through decision support and ongoing engagement. And even with that, there is certainly room for improvement in helping employees understand their benefits. Considering that the employee benefits trend study found nearly 2/3 of employees are not completely confident that they know all about the benefits and workplace perks offered to them, while almost half, 45%, do not fully understand their benefits package. Wow. So how can employers be more successful in their benefit communication and education?
Yeah, absolutely. For employees to value their benefits, they really do need to understand them. And we see that employees that understand their benefits are 50% more likely to be loyal to that employer. And those who understand their benefits are also more likely to be engaged employees. So not only do we have this imperative in terms of helping to ensure we're getting value for employees out of their benefits programs and showing care, it really ties into an organization's talent strategy and bringing the best and the brightest into their organizations as well. So communicating the power of benefits and the value of benefits is something really impactful across different levels of the HR and benefits suite. So we do think that it's really important that employers think about a year-round strategy when they're thinking about their benefits communication. So it's about awareness. It's about ensuring the right strategy for thinking about how do we inform employees about the right benefits for them at the time of enrollment. It's about driving effective year-round use and really being able to highlight the impact that benefits have on driving holistic health, as we talked about before, or driving a happier and healthier experience for employees as well. So thinking about this year-round strategy and these four pillars really helps employers think about how to get value from their programs and also how to show care in each of these four moments throughout the year or each of these four pillars for how they think about benefits communication and benefits education more broadly. And in addition to thinking year-round, we really do encourage employers to think about how do they touch on those aspects of personalization, thinking about data and tailoring that communication, as well as creating ease of access when they think about their benefits communication strategies. As HR leaders and as leaders at companies more broadly, we should always be asking ourselves the question, are we making benefits simpler and easier to use based on the way that we're communicating? And are we surfacing these insights and are we surfacing these programs to the folks that need it most? And so we spend a lot of time thinking about that at NIA, but whether someone's using benefits technology or not, this is something that they can take into how they're designing a benefits communication strategy.
Well, I tell you, Kate, you're speaking my language. I'm an employee, right? And I appreciate, you know, when my employer shows care for me, you mentioned that, right? When they tailor communications and make me feel like I'm recognized, I'm being heard, and they're speaking directly to me. And then it's not just a one and done, you know, and during open enrollment season, right? It's all throughout the year because my life is changing and fluctuating at different moments throughout the year. And to hear from my employer around how benefits can help me with my specific needs more than just once a year is very important to me as well. So as employees, you know, they have must-haves, right? Employees are like, hey, give me these benefits. These are the ones that I really need. As they become more widespread to meet their unique and diverse needs, voluntary benefits have served a critical component of a comprehensive benefits package to show support for all employees. And I'm a big fan of voluntary benefits, which I believe you are too, Kate. So to the employers who don't offer voluntary benefits or only offer a few options, what say you, Kate? What's your advice?
Yeah, one size fits all benefit strategy no longer works. It's all about building a comprehensive benefits package that meets the varied needs of your employee population based on their life stage, position, based on the multiple generations in the workplace. We discussed a trend before where those who utilized their benefits more had greater holistic health. And I think a huge contributor to that insight is the fact that we have these much more tailored benefit programs available, more benefits that meet the needs of different employee populations. And that's a really important insight for us to take as we think about the impact that voluntary benefits have on a complete benefit offering. So huge proponent of ensuring that we're meeting employee needs through that comprehensive package of which voluntary benefits are an important cornerstone. And even above and beyond that, right now, we're in a situation where costs of care are rising and costs in general are rising. And it's important for us to think about what are the strategies that are being used to help employees take greater control of those costs as they think about health, wealth, and preferences and how they manage their overall benefit programs. And again, voluntary benefits can serve as a really valuable component to that strategy in helping protect employees from unexpected costs that may come up. So I think voluntary benefits are a really important part of this comprehensive tailored benefit strategy that we've been talking about.
Yep. Well said. And I agree wholeheartedly. Well, Kate, look, I could talk to you all day about this. I've really enjoyed our conversation, but let's conclude with the main takeaways for our listeners. Okay. So how can employers communicate the value of benefits to their employees to ensure that they're enrolling and utilizing them?
Yeah, we have an obligation as employers to ensure that our employees understand and therefore can value the benefits packages that we are putting together for them. And it all starts with building awareness of the benefits that are available, helping employees understand the benefits that are great for them as part of an enrollment experience, providing insight and opportunities to see when those benefits are going to be most useful to employees year-round, and then highlighting impact and outcomes. Again, thinking about that strategy is a really important opportunity for us all as we think about the best ways to communicate the value of benefits. And employers really do have an essential role in doing that in terms of how we communicate, the tools we bring into our environment, and the strategies that we design to engage our employees with these many diverse needs, as we talked about before. So for an employer who's looking to achieve the goal of driving higher benefit satisfaction or meeting the needs of their employees, I would encourage them to think about, what is your offering? You know, what are you putting together to ensure you're meeting your employees' diverse needs? How will your employees learn about their benefits and choose them? How do they know that that's going to be the best fit for them? And then how can we think about educating employees around benefits and the most impactful opportunities to use them throughout the year? So employers that build their benefits strategies with these questions in mind should be positioned well to ensure that their employees understand the value of the benefits and drive greater satisfaction and better outcomes.
Well, listen, I love it. And I'm going to take that challenge on to myself, right? We have an obligation to employees, right? Mm-hmm. To make sure that we're educating them in the right way so they can make informed decisions. And I'm sure that a lot of our listeners that are in the space are going to take that on as well, and that obligation on as well. So, Kate, you've been amazing. Thank you so much for all your insight and for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we'll have you back sometime too. I think that'll be great. We'll continue the conversation. So that's it for today's episode. I want to say thank you so much to Kate for joining us today to dive into the 2024 Employee Benefits Trend Study and talk about the important role of employee benefits alongside the right engagement strategy. Thanks to all of you for listening today, and please make sure that you're subscribed to Putting Numbers to Work. If you're enjoying the show, leave us a review. Tell us what you like. We'd love to hear from you. Again, I'm Marcus Smallwood, and this has been Putting Numbers to Work, presented by MetLife.